What are they?
You don't know what they are either?
Huh.
Well, really, I never heard until I... These are people from the south, around Louisiana, and you make it out of... And you use tomatoes and onions and a little flour, and then you fry it before you take your fish out. And your fish grease, you fry it.
We don't have a trouble around my house. We don't have any fish.
And then they eat it with their fish, and it tastes like fish. It's fried in that grease. Mm-hmm. And you just get on top.
That mess fish we had the other day, about the first mess fish we had, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I don't catch them very often.
I went out a couple times since I saw you. Haven't got anything yet.
You know, we had put your men there that evening and had them bass and them channel cats he caught. But I tell you, them old channel cats got anything to eat yet, miners. They taste better and they're fried better.
You use cornmeal for fried fish too.
I sure
have. Yeah, I like that.
I don't like bass too good. That white meat, I don't think it's... It'll cook all the way like a channel cat will.
They're kind of soggy too.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
The
old channel, he really cooked good all the way. He's hard to beat.
If they aren't too big and too greasy.
Yeah. Then when she caught is just all that is about 18 inches long, just right for a frying pan.
Yeah. What'd you catch him on?
On the river.
On the river.
What'd you use for bait?
I was using worms.
Oh.
They love worms. That's their favorite.
You should have stayed there longer.
Yeah, that's what I told her. Very seldom you ever catch them that fast.
Take 2 hooks next time.
Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. It was getting short tide.
Alright, we got an old boys pond here a few years back.
Did you get
Southeast town. Well, we caught some good channel cat out of there. Different time cooling down. Finally, he got in the head that he wanted to restock it. So he had game wardens come out and poison it, you know. They got some prettiest sized fish. The biggest one, I think, it weighed 7 1/4 channel cat.
Jeez.
No, there's one carp weighed 11. But again, you've very many, about 200 pounds. They had a big leg. And the game warden said that the big fish had eaten all the little fish out. So he restocked it with bass. No, he restocked with channel cat and crappie. And it had never yet proved to be any good.
Huh.
That's about 4 years ago. But they claim that the first time you stock a pond, everything is new, you know, your soil and everything is rich. It's a lot better than any time after that when he restocked.
Did he fertilize his pond?
Well, he died about 3 years ago, shortly after he restocked it. But during the time he was living, he used to take chicken manure down there and just dump it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that old water was really clean, used to be. Just clear as ever. Mm-hmm.
That's a plot.
Get the plants growing.
Mm-hmm. It sure did. Kept them all sallow. It was good. But I don't think they do it anymore since he passed away.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. It's a nice pond.
I frequently go to the county agent's office to get the person I want to talk to, and the county agent will direct me to him. And I pick up a lot of literature, and I got one on farm ponds and fish. And it's interesting how you can make one of those things produce.
Yeah.
But you have to work with it.
If a man got a spring feeding it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep live water.
Oh boy, yes.
You got her made for bass and crappies.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the bluegill's pretty good fish around here.
Oh, they're wonderful.
If a man don't get too many of them. But then somebody will come along, mend a bucket, and dump some carp on it, some perch, and ball them perch. The miners are no good. They'll take over.
Well, we were talking about things you make out of flour.
Mm-hmm.
Did your wife ever make those things maybe that big around with a hole in the middle?
Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them.
She make the kind that tastes like cake? Or does she make the big puffy kind?
She make the big puffy kind, don't you?
Puts frosting on them?
Well, once in a while she does. She cook them in grease, fry them in grease. Just swim around in grease.
Boy.
That's when you get sick eating them hot ones when they come right out.
Boy, that's right. It tastes so good and you just can't stop.
You can't stop, boy. When you do stop, you're sick.